Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Wrestling Report for February 8th, 2014, as we take in a USWO event at the Sawmill in Millersville, Tennessee. Let's get right to some three-way action. So the ref calls for the bell, and we're underway here at the Sawmill. We have a three-way match between the exception Zach Hartnell, who is trying to direct traffic in the ring. Now, Hartnell's really been working on his physique lately. But Levi McDaniel comes up and throws him an elbow. And now Grant Akuma grabs McDaniel and a couple of knee lifts. And Hartnell with a forearm for McDaniel. Grant Akuma with a sliding elbow. And Hartnell does the same thing. McDaniel with a single leg takedown. And Hartnell stomps McDaniel and grabs an armbar. And so far it's been pretty much two on one. Because Grant Akuma, not the Grant Akuma from Chikara. This is a different guy. He's got his face painted up and got some karate pants on. Akuma with a standing flip kick to the ribs of Levi McDaniel, who is quite a lot of tattoos. And now Zach Hartnell driving his shoulders into the midsection of McDaniel, and the ref comes over and pulls Hartnell off of him. And the referee warning Hartnell that he'll put him out of here if he don't mind his manners with the ref. Akuma throws McDaniel over the top rope. Now Hartnell goes after Akuma. Of course, Hartnell accompanied to the ring by Jimmy Street, the manager of the Dynasty. Hartnell with a back elbow cover only gets two. Hartnell now choking Grant Akuma in the ropes as McDaniel gathers his thoughts outside the ring and gets ready to re-enter. Hartnell with a knee lift puts Akuma down. Not quite three. Hartnell looks like he's grabbing a rear chin lock or a sleeper. McDaniel still loitering outside the ring. And it does look like a sleeper because now Hartnell's got Akuma down on the mat. Hartnell putting his feet on the ropes. McDaniel, who is still outside the ring, got over and pushed his feet off. Meanwhile, Street didn't physically assault McDaniel for doing that. Hartnell puts a foot through the ropes and right upside the head of Levi McDaniel. Slips out and pops him in the head and crawls back in the ring. Hartnell catches Akuma off the ropes and there's a side slam. There's a cover, only two. Akuma with some kicks to the chest. Make that three and Hartnell goes down. Akuma drops an elbow on the hamstrings of Zach Hartnell, the exception. Now puts his foot on the bottom rope and bounces off of his leg. McDaniel still wandering around outside the ring. Akuma folds Hartnell's legs. Looks like he's going for a surfboard, but McDaniel slingshots himself back in. McDaniel gets two, but Akuma's right there to break up the count. Now Akuma hammering away on Levi McDaniel. Akuma and McDaniel both making their USWO debuts tonight. Hartnell with a spine buster on Akuma. Hooks, leg, and covers, but here's McDaniel to break it up. McDaniel with a lariat for Hartnell. There's a back elbow. McDaniel whips Hartnell in the corner. McDaniel should be well rested. A running knee to the midsection. A bulldog by Levi McDaniel. He hooks Hartnell's leg and covers, but only gets two. Jimmy Street a little bit concerned now about his charge, the exception Zach Hartnell. Here comes McDaniel. Runs into an exceptional boot by Zach Hartnell. Hartnell hooks the leg, covers. And that'll do it. Hartnell gets the pin.
Wrestling fans, the winner of the opening match, he's the exception, Zach Hartnell.
What you thinking out there, Jimmy?
Zach Hartnell.
He was a winner tonight.
He was exceptional.
Yes, he was. He was. Not always pretty, but always exceptional.
Tough luck, Pissing.
Words of wisdom from Jimmy Street, who exits the ring with Zach Hartle. We'll just keep things moving along with match number two. So referee number two calls for the bell. And this match features the sexiest man alive, Big Time Sexy, and he is taking on a guy who hasn't been in USWO for several years, Travis Starr. Is Travis also out here with the Florida State flag? He also came out here to New York Gangster's old music, and he probably could have used a fur coat in here tonight. Sexy with a hip toss on Travis Starr, an arm drag. And Travis Starr complains about hair pulling because I guess they don't do that in Florida. Travis Starr grabs a headlock on Big Time Sexy. Sexy shoots Starr in the ropes. Starr off with a shoulder block. Leapfrog Sexy. Sexy another hip toss. And another hip toss. There's a spinning heel kick and Travis Starr rolls out of the ring. Well, Travis Starr takes a moment outside the ring to regroup his thoughts and climbs back in the ring. Starr winds up on the arm. The Sexy reverses it. Starr distracts the referee and kicks Big Time Sexy in the vicinity of the groin region, then drops down and hits an uppercut to the jaw, and down goes Big Time Sexy, the sexiest man alive. Starr with a jumping leg drop. Lays on Sexy, but only gets two. It'll probably take him a little bit more secure cover than that to pin Big Time Sexy. Ooh, Travis Starr with the eye poke of doom. Grabs Sexy. And there's a suplex. And meanwhile, Lance Erickson is just a few feet behind me here watching this match for some reason. Starr drops a fist on Big Time Sexy. Starr now choking. Starr drops a trio of elbows on Big Time Sexy. Of course, Travis Starr, a staple of Saturday night events at the beautiful downtown Stadium Inn several years ago. Kind of dropped out of sight, and now he's back in USWO. Meanwhile, Starr choking Big Time Sexy, and the referee has a problem with this and lets Travis Starr know about it. Sexy ducks some lariats. Oh, they collide, and both of them go down. Well, let's see who's going to get up first. Ref's counting. Ref number two, that is. Oh, we got a slugfest, folks. Big Time Sexy. Sunset flip. Starr hangs on the ropes, but the ref kicks his hands out from under him. And Big Time Sexy rolls up Starr for the win.
The winner of the match, the sexiest man alive, Big Time Sexy.
Well, Travis Starr's return does not go as he would have liked. So he's going to grab his Florida State flag and go back home to Florida, I guess. Our third match is a rematch from last month featuring two rookies. So ref number one calls for the bell, but it was already after Kevin Zion had attacked Nick Stanley as he was coming to the ring. Both wrestlers in the ring. Stanley leapfrogs, and there's a hip toss on Zion. Stanley with a body slam and a drop kick, and out goes Kevin Zion to regroup and rethink. Maybe he shouldn't have attacked Nick Stanley until he got in the ring. Zion makes his way back into the ring, and here we go. Zion with a kick to the midsection and clobbers Nick Stanley in the head. Because these two made their USWO debut last month. Zion with a nice hard chop. Whips Stanley across. Stanley leapfrogs. There's an arm drag. There's another arm drag. Who do you think he is? LT Falk? And Stanley Lariat's Kevin Zion over the top rope and out to the floor, right in front of Babu. Well, Stanley, he gets tired of waiting and comes out after Zion. Chases Zion back in the ring, but Zion is already ready for an attack. Stanley catches Zion off the ropes, and there's a power slam, but only gets two. Zion now with Stanley back in the corner, putting the boots to him and choking him with a boot, much to the chagrin of ref number one. Stanley fights his way out of the corner, but Zion's there with a right fist and a boot upside the head, rolls him over, and chokes instead of going for a pin. Of course, there are some who would say that Zion was just massaging Nick Stanley's throat. Zion with a right. Now he's got Stanley up against the ropes. Whips him across. Stanley with a sunset flip, but only two. Zion with a lariat. Down goes Nick Stanley. There's a suplex by Kevin Zion on Nick Stanley. Zion goes over and covers, but pulls him up at two. Puts him back down. Pulls him back up again. Of course, he has to get three consecutive as opposed to two twos. Oh, Stanley with a small package. And that almost did it. Zion with a leg lariat. And down goes Nick Stanley. Now Zion peppering on that head. Zion now raking at the face of Nick Stanley. And ref number one does not like that. And expresses his feelings about this to Kevin Zion. Stanley now starting to fight back. But there's a rake to the face. Stanley catches Zion off the ropes and kind of a semi-fireman's carry and plants him down on the mat. Both wrestlers down, though. Both wrestlers back up at seven. Stanley with a lariat. Make that two. Zion grabs Stanley, hooks him into a leg sweep, crawls over and covers, but not quite. Zion off the ropes. Stanley with a spine buster. Ooh, that was a 2 3/4 or 2.75 for those of you who prefer to use decimals. Yeah, they need to turn something up in here, all right. Like the heat. Stanley catches Zion off the ropes, kind of a spinning slam there, but still only gets two. Stanley picks Zion up over his shoulder. Zion trying to fight him off. And Zion kind of gets squashed in the corner. Stanley runs into a Zion boot. Zion on the second turnbuckle. There's a blockbuster or a... Ooh, not quite. I'd say that was about 2.2 7/9 or something. Stanley with a schoolboy, but only gets two. Stanley now with a kind of a torture rack position, but Zion rakes the eyes and escapes it. Zion now goes up to ref number one. Meanwhile, a mule kick to the groin region on Nick Stanley. Zion rolls him up and out of
the ring. Wrestling fans, the winner of the match, Kevin Zion.
And Kevin Zion has a successful Saturday night here at the Sawmill. And I believe this series is now tied up at one apiece. Next up, we get tag team action, as a team known as Legion, Malice, and Nitro step in the ring with Fireball Roberts and Wolfie D. So it's going to be Malice starting out for his team and Wolfie D starting out for his team. Malice kind of reminds me of Primetime Brian Lee a little bit. Malice now with a hold of Wolfie D's arm. Wolfie D flips out of it and reverses the arm hold. The fireman's carry takeover. Only one. Wolfie with a hammerlock. Malice reaches over, tries to grab a headlock, but eventually reverses the hole, and now he's got a hammerlock on Wolfie D. And here's a tag on Fireball Roberts. Fireball Roberts hasn't been here in a few months, but people always glad to see him. Single leg takedown on Malice by Fireball. And Fireball, unfortunately, is working his way towards the wrong corner. Fireball hangs on that headlock on the mat, but he is dangerously close to the wrong corner. And this could spell trouble. Malice now back to his feet. Pushes Fireball back to the corner. Oh, the eye poke of doom by Malice. Malice now with a knee lift. Now he's got Fireball in the corner, ramming shoulders in the midsection. Fireball with a little kick to the midsection now. Now he's using Malice for a speed bag in the corner. Whips Malice across. Oh, forearm shot to the head by Fireball Roberts. There's a DDT. And a cover. But only gets two because Nitro wanders in the ring to break this up. Nitro, big burly ball-headed guy with a beard, is our NWA National Heavyweight Champion. Here's a tag on Wolfie D. Fireball holding the arm of Malice, and Wolfie D comes off with a double axe handle on it. But Malice rakes the eyes of Wolfie D, a former multiple-time USWO champion. And here is the tag on Nitro. Wolfie D drop toe hold. And now he's going to bar the arm of Nitro. Nitro gets to his feet and punches Wolfie D to get out of the hole. And now he's got Wolfie back to the corner. Here comes Nitro, but he runs into a Wolfie D boot. Wolfie D now with some jabbing. And a roundhouse right puts Nitro down on the mat. And here's a tag on Fireball Roberts. Wolfie D holding Nitro. And Fireball Roberts got a good hard shot in on him. Now Fireball throwing up forearms. But once again, Nitro rakes the face of Fireball Roberts. Nitro just picks Fireball Roberts up and slams him to the mat. There's a clubbing forearm to the back, and Fireball Roberts is in a little bit of trouble here. Nitro chokes him in the bottom rope. Roberts tries to fight back, but Nitro quickly thwarts that effort. Nitro with an overhead suplex, and now the Legion go to work on poor Fireball Roberts. As referee number one reminds Wolfie D, please don't enter without benefit of a tag. Malice going to hammer away on Fireball Roberts, who's draped in the ropes. Ooh, Fireball gets squashed. And down on the mat he goes. Malice hooks the leg and covers. Ooh, that was about 2 5/6. Malice grabs Roberts. There's a suplex. Rolls over, covers. That was about 2 11/16. And here's a tag on Nitro. Malice and Nitro double elbows for Fireball Roberts. And now Nitro's going to twist on that head a little bit. Fireball tries to pull himself up by the rope. Fireball trying to fight back on the much larger Nitro and takes a knee lift for his trouble. And now off to the wrong corner he goes. Here's Malice back in. And there's a face breaker. Malice whips Roberts in the ropes. Ooh, nice hard lariat there. But only gets two. Malice goes over and pops Wolfie D upside the head. And now ref number one is busy with Wolfie D. And this is going to give the Legion a chance to inflict some more punishment on Fireball Roberts. Nitro whips Malice into Roberts. And then Nitro with a big boot upside the head. Nitro stands on Roberts but can't hold him down for the three. Fireball! 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 Nitro rams Roberts' head into a big Malice boot. And here comes Malice back into the ring. Roberts ducks a lariat. There's a drop kick for Malice. And both wrestlers down in the ring. Let's see who can make the tag first. Roberts slowly making his way to the corner. There's a tag on Wolfie D. Wolfie D fired away on Malice. Here's Nitro. Wolfie D, a noggin knocker. Wolfie D whips Malice across. Atomic drop. And a right fist for Malice. Whips Nitro across. And a back elbow sends Nitro to the mat. And now it's everybody in the pool, folks, as Fireball Roberts gets to his feet. And there goes Nitro's bandana. The Legion is whipped together. Roberts covers Malice, but not quite. Wolfie D and Nitro outside the ring. Malice sets up for a pile driver, but can't do it. Roberts pulls him down. Roberts power for the pin. After intermission, the standout, Charles Alexander, comes to the ring with his arm in a sling, but has something to say.
All right, let's give it up for Charles Alexander, everybody.
How we doing tonight, Salville?
Yeah.
Everybody having a good time?
Yeah.
Wow, let me just say, it is great to be back here at the USWO, baby. Let's make some noise.
Yeah.
Where we at? Now, most of you were probably here last night, so it's good to see you guys. It's good to see some old faces, some new faces. Just want to take a moment of your time. Last Saturday night, unfortunately, I suffered a dislocated shoulder, which means I can't wrestle tonight. But I will be cleared come Monday morning, which means February 14th, the 7th anniversary for SAW. I will be here, and I will be defending my NWA Junior Heavyweight title in a TLC match. And March 8th, the USWO will be back here at the Sawmill, and I guarantee you that the standout will be ready, and he will be standing out like never before. So one more time, let's hear some...
What stands out so much about...
Oh, here's Zach Hartnell.
Oh my God, it's Zach Hartnell.
Give me the mic.
They're telling you to shut up. You're boring them to tears. Buddy, it goes like this. This is a business based around decisions. The board of directors made a very good decision for your well-being when they denied your request to participate in tonight's event against myself. That's right. Don't think I didn't hear that you were running your mouth crying to Tony Falk, begging to get in the ring, that despite your little arm hurts, you wanted to still be that big, valiant hero and make that effort to step in this ring with the exception, Zach Hartnell. You can take me. You see, that goes back to this decision thing that I was talking about. You're gonna be here, you're gonna be cleared Monday morning, is that a fact? Well, 30 days in advance, let me give you the best advice that you could possibly hear. Let me give you the opportunity to make a good decision for yourself. You already know that the rematch is signed between myself and you. Turn your tail, walk away with your head held high and your arm still intact while you still can. Yeah, really, because see, I understand that what might have happened to you last week was a tragic mistake. I understand. Are you done? Are you done? These people have been telling you to shut up for 5 minutes. You're doing something wrong. You are doing something wrong. Let me give you some advice to give you a chance to do something right. That might have been a mistake. If you make the bad decision to come back next month and get in this ring with me, what happens to you? That won't be a mistake.
Oh, Hartnell slaps Alexander. Oh, there's a super kick. And the standout Charles Alexander sends Zach Hartnell out of the ring.
Hey, Zach, next month you can blend in or you can step up, my friend, and stand out.
Well, Charles Alexander got his message through to Zach Hartnell in no uncertain terms. After that, some thanks are given to some special people.
Jimmy, thank you for all you do for USWO. He does a podcast for us. He puts updates on the message board for the cards and the results. So thanks to Jimmy. He's been with Tony for a long time, and he's very loyal to USWO. We all want to also thank LaVonda. Give it up for LaVonda in the back. She's playing music for us. She also works for Saul. Thank you, LaVonda, for all you do.
Match number 5 is a number 1 contenders match for the USWO Music City Championship, or so we thought. And we have the man from County Hospital Road, Psycho Meg, and he's fixing the scrap with the Canadian Lumberjack, David Knox. And of course, Knox, being a part of the dynasty, has Jimmy Street in his corner. Now the two are nose to nose. Medic blocks a punch and hits Knox. Knox immediately climbs out of the ring and seeks counsel from Jimmy Street. Of course, these two mixed up last month in a six-person tag match. Hey, here's Blackjack Brown.
Let's hang on a minute, guys. Let me tell you something, folks. Boogie Woogie Boy can't make it tonight. They give us a call this week. He's having some personal problems, and he can't be obligated to fulfill his championship.
Keep your trade up now.
So we got two top contenders here in the Psycho Manny and David Knox. You shut up. I don't know if you know who I am, Jimmy, but let me refresh your memory here, son. I am Blackjack Brown. I've been in this business over 32 years. I've held numerous titles. I don't take crap off of nobody, and that means you. So that I see that you get a fair shake, I'm going to be the enforcer of this match. To make sure nobody gets cheated. You understand? So that nobody gets cheated. The winner of this match will be the new Music City champion. Now, I've done heard about you. Tony and LT called me. Said Blackjack. Said Jim has got this clan running with him and they interfering in matches and trying to beat people up. And I know you can handle it. So let me tell you something, Pally. I'm gonna be here to enforce this match, and if you stick your nose in it, you're gonna get one of these right here, because I don't play. You understand?
All right, fans, the winner of this match is your new USWO Music City Champion. Let's roll.
Okay, so we'll pick this back up now. Medic with a quick roll up gets two, and David Knox again rolls out of the ring. And once again, Knox out for some counseling with Jimmy Street. But he can't do too much counseling because Black Jack Brown's got his eye on him. Of course, Black Jack Brown has been in USWO off and on over the years. In addition to being lots of places like in southern Middle Tennessee and stuff. Knox now pushes Medic back to the corner. Swings and misses as Medic ducks and gets out of the way. Of course, Psycho Medic has been USWO Music City Champion in the past, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind another run with that. And once again, Knox swings and misses and hits a turnbuckle instead of Psycho Medic's milk dud head. Knox grabs a headlock. Medic shoots Knox in the ropes. Knox comes off. They block each other, but nobody's going to move. Medic with a flying forearm connects, and Knox goes down the mat and rolls out of the ring. And Medic this time is going to go out after him to try to kind of speed things up. Medic hammers the back of David Knox, the Canadian Lumberjack. Jimmy Street very smartly staying out of the way. Medic confronts Street, but Knox comes up from behind and clobbers him. Knox rolls Medic back into the ring and follows now that he has an advantage. Knox hammering away on Medic. Hooks, leg, and covers. Only gets two. Well, ref number two and Knox kind of get into an argument. Street sneaks over and chokes Medic, but Black Jack Brown is right there to chase him away. And now Street has a seat in the bleachers, well away from the reach of Black Jack Brown. Meanwhile, Knox hammering away on Medic in the ring. Knox shoots Medic across, but Medic gets out of the way. Knox crashes into the turnbuckles. Medic with a lariat and puts Knox down.
10 minutes.
Medic pulls up Knox, whips him across. And here comes Medic. Here comes Medic. But Knox pulls a referee in front of the charging Psycho Medic. And ref number two is splattered on the mat. And now Jimmy Street puts the axe handle on the ring apron. Now he also brings a chair, hands him a chair. And here's Black Jack Brown getting into the ring. Knox picks the chair up. Black Jack Brown on the apron and takes the chair away from Knox. Black Jack Brown getting all up in Knox's face. Medic. Oh, here comes Dyren out. Here comes Zach Hartnell out, and Black Jack Brown takes care of both of them pretty easily. Medic with a headbutt on David Knox. Black Jack Brown herds Dyren and Zach back to the back. Meanwhile, Street is in the ring, and Medic's confronting him. Here's Knox with the axe handle and hits Medic in the back with it. And now does a leg sweep with the axe handle. Knox hooks a leg and covers Medic. And Knox pins Medic, and he becomes Music City Champion.
These boys at the beginning of the year, gold on their waist. Let's listen to this moron.
I had to get these other guys out of the way. All I say, man, you win some, you lose some. I hate to see it go down like this. I didn't see what happened. But I done what I could to keep people from interfering.
Next time they come, gotta make you be the best referee. Super Day don't hurt. I don't know about that.
Whatever it takes, I'm here to help out Tony and LT Falk. Y'all may not know, but me and Tony are like brothers. We run the road for 30 years. Brother, I wasn't out here. I was getting the other clan to the back.
Hey, what you doing, man? What you doing?
We'll get with the promoters and see whatever they come up with. I am game for anything because I'm not going to let stuff like this go on here at USWO.
Well, peekaboo the booker, folks. Maybe you should challenge David Knox to a dance-off. Our next match features Lance Erickson taking on Mr. 110% LT Falk, and yes, LT also talks after the match. Well, LT talking, but fortunately it's not on the mic. And ref number two calls for the bell. Still showing a little effect of being squashed by Psychomatic in the last match. Well, now, LT addressing some of the young ladies, asking them where they're going. They might be, like, going to the concession stand or something. Well, more witty banter being pitched back and forth here at the sawmill. Well, I kind of predicted he's going to say that. Next, he'll call Lance Erickson a cocky, conceited punk. And Erickson winds up on the arm of LT. LT rolls out. There's a bit of a drop kick, and there's a better one. And now stomps Erickson's feet. Here comes LT off the ropes. And drop kick number three. Now Erickson's still taken aback by that last drop kick by LT. And now we'll get some action going. And LT doing some arm working. Erickson grabs LT by the hair, pulls him back to the corner despite the protest of ref number two. Ooh, there's a right to the head. LT staggers to the other corner now, and he's throwing some rights of his own. Ooh, a right sends Erickson down the mat, and there's another, maybe a spinning heel kick. LT drops an elbow on Erickson to cover. Barely gets two. Erickson with an uppercut. There's a chop, and LT goes down in the corner. Erickson winds up and pops LT. Erickson whips LT across and sends him hard into the turnbuckles. Erickson puts a knee to the back of LT, and now he's got him in a rear chin lock. LT bites out, but Erickson greets him off the ropes with a back elbow and puts LT down on the mat. Of course, this is Erickson's second appearance at USWO, making his debut last month, so if you come out here, you never know who or what you're going to see. People just like to drop by here and wrestle. Erickson now putting the boots to LT in the corner. Erickson with a boot to the throat and being admonished by ref number two. LT back up to his feet and throwing forearms. Whips Erickson across. LT whips Erickson across again. There's a spinning forearm, but barely gets Erickson down for one. But Erickson fires back on LT. Oh, Erickson shoots LT into the corner. But LT gets out of the way, misses a splash. LT with a running elbow puts Erickson down on the mat. LT goes for a bulldog and gets it. Rolls on top of Erickson. Only two. LT now pulling himself up using the referee. Erickson grabs LT by the trunks and flips him through the ropes and out to the floor. Now Erickson's going to follow and grabs LT by the hair. Erickson bangs LT's head in the apron. Ooh, another punch to the head by Lance Erickson. He is one half of the Lords of Chaos. Oh, LT fights back, and ref number two counts LT out.
Counted both wrestlers out of the ring. This is a no decision.
Well, Erickson departs the ring area. Oh, no, not one of these.
Did you just say another 5 minutes?
Erickson could have stuck around for a minute and keep LT from talking.
Lance Erickson is no slouch. He's a big man. He's a tough son of a gun.
He's a badass.
But because of you and your support, I mean, did I get a few good shots in or what?
Hell yeah!
Get off the mic.
Gotta give credit where credit is due. Like I said, that was competition by no means. But you win some and you lose some. Double count out, what kind of, these people deserve a lot more than that. But we still have a main event match to come. So you know what, I'm not going to make a promise I will beat Lance Erickson, but I will make a promise next time him and I meet up, I'll give the match every damn thing I have!
Well, you didn't give this one everything you had?
Not just for me, but for each and every one of you great fans. I want to beat the big man 1, 2, 3, clean as can be!
Well, we made it through that.
All right.
It's main event time as Dyron Flynn and the Dynasty come out for Dyron's match. And Dyron takes a minute to address the fans at the sawmill. Here's Dyron on the mic. And he's got David Knox, Zach Hartnell, and Jimmy Street with him.
The sooner you shut up, the sooner I get done. Hey, it's your money down the drain, not mine. Ladies and gentlemen, and I swear to God I use those two terms lightly, what you are looking at is a new champion, a dominant champion. What you are looking at is your new Music City heavyweight champion, and he's not going to come out here and dance. He's going to come out here and he's going to cripple somebody. And what you are looking at right here is nothing short of a 24-year-old prodigy that has done more in his life than any single one of you will ever do, with the exception of these men right here. They're all extraordinary and exceptional in themselves. What you are looking at right here is not only the future number one contender and the new and next USWO heavyweight champion. You are looking at an elite. You are looking at a warhorse. You are looking at Dyron Flynn.
TNT Motley comes out and it's time for our main event. So ref number one calls for the bell, and this is a number one contenders match that was set up last month between Dyron Flynn and TNT Motley. Actually, it was set up by our USWO champion, the headliner, Chris Michaels, who will face the winner of this match, hopefully, on March 8th. Of course, Dyron has Jimmy Street in his corner as David Knox and Zach Hartnell have made their way to the back, fully confident in the ability of Dyron Flynn to win the match here.
It's an AC/DC song, shut up!
Yeah, in fact, Shane Morton comes out to TNT by AC/DC Dyren. Fun fact. Molly with a headlock. Dyren tries to pull out and do a wrist lock, but Molly grabs his arm and pulls him into a hammerlock. Dyren, single leg takedown, grabs a headlock on the mat now on TNT Molly. Molly now with a head scissors on Dyren. But Dyren kicks out, and we're back to where we started from. Of course, TNT Molly wrestled a match against Chris Michaels after accepting an open challenge a couple months back, which is how he got this shot. And of course, Dyren wrestled Chris Michaels last month, and even though he was defeated, Dyren with some post-match shenanigans. And so Chris Michaels kind of facilitated this match now as TNT Molly gives Dyren an atomic drop. Jimmy Street over to check on Dyren. Dyren with a waistlock takedown on Molly. Now grabs a front facelock on the mat. Molly reverses this into a hammerlock. Still with Dyren on the mat. Now Dyren gets to his feet and reverses that. And now Molly gets back to his feet. Molly with a headlock on Dyren now, and he's really winding up on it. Dyren reverses it now, and he has a headlock on Molly. Molly shoots him in the ropes. Dyren off and blocks him down. Dyren leapfrogs. Molly with a hip toss. Dyren grabs him by the arm and just pulls him down to the mat. Dyren with a front face lock now and hitting some knee lifts on Molly, throws him out to the floor, and here comes Jimmy Street wandering over. But Dyren decides to follow Molly out to the floor. Molly reverse whips Dyren into the wall here at the sawmill. Molly throws Dyren back in at 9 and follows Molly back in. Dyren with a chin breaker on Motley, and now it's going to choke Motley in the middle of the road. Dyren also grinding at the face of TNT Motley, who some say bears a striking resemblance to Million Dollar Man's valet Virgil. Now Street over to choke Motley as Dyren and ref number one have some conversation. Dyren grabs Molly and throws him through the ropes and out to the floor and follows, and I think we just saw this a few minutes ago. Dyren with a knee lift on Molly. There's a suplex, and Molly goes down to the floor here at Sono, even though there are mats around the ring. Still probably doesn't feel very good. Dyren pokes his head in to break the count. Grabs Motley. And now rams Motley into the wall, just as he was done a few minutes ago. Dyren throws Motley back in. Molly tries to kick Dyren away out of the corner, but Dyren hits the eye poke of doom. Now some forearm shots upside the head of TNT Motley. Dyren now with a sleeper on Motley, and Molly has gone down to the mat. One arm drop. Two arm drops. And two and three quarter arm drops. Molly keeps his arm up. Molly gets to his feet and fires some forearms back. Street reaches through the ropes and trips Molly up. Dyren grabs him and DDTs him. Dyren drops a knee right across the jaw of TNT Molly. Dyren comes off with a double fist for Molly. And that was about two and three quarters. Dyren now with Molly in the corner, whips him across. Here's Dyren, runs into a TNT Molly boot. And now Molly is going to climb the turnbuckles, and he's up top. Missile dropkick by TNT Molly. Molly hooks a leg and covers, but can't hold Dyren down for three. Molly whips Dyren across. There's a lariat. There's another lariat. Dyron propped up in the corner. Here comes Molly with a TNT splash. Molly with an axe kick, and Dyron's down on the mat. Molly hooks a leg and covers, but Dyron grabs the bottom rope. Dyron again with a chin breaker and escapes the clutches of TNT Molly. Dyron picks up Molly and slams into the mat. Dyron is setting up for a super kick. Oh, kind of mocking Chris Michaels. But Molly catches it. Rolls up Dyron. Oh!
Wrestling fans, the winner of the match, TNT Motley!
Oh, Dyron with a stunner and a sore loser attack.
TNT Motley, your winner tonight and the number one contender for the USWO title.
Oh, here comes LT, big time sexy. Oh, now LT is going at it with Dyron. LT plants Dyron with a lariat. So LT Falk is in the ring, and there's a microphone available. You do the math.
Enough is enough!
And it's time for a change.
Oh, Dyron grabs a chair.
And Winterfield, one more time, give it up for the winner of the match, TNT Motley! I was watching from the back, and with my own two eyes, I know it, you people know it, he won that match fair and square. You win some and you lose some in this business. But Dyron Flynn, I guess not for him, he wants to be a sore loser. You want to try to hit this man from behind. You want to cripple him. You want to try to humiliate him and end his career. This is a brother of mine. This is a family, a team, a fraternity. And these fans, you know what? They're not just fans. They're my friends and they're my family. So if you mess with one, you mess with all.
Who would claim these people as family?
A few people said, I'm still dressed. I just had one hell of a match with the big man, Lance Erickson. I'm full of excitement. Truth be told, I don't want this night to end. Yeah. So what about this? I mean, we could have a little tag match right now. TNT and I, Dyron Flynn and one of his little goofs. You need an attitude adjustment, and I want to be the one to give it to you. So what about it? Can we do something else right here, right now? Next month, March 8th, if we have to. I just want to beat your ass all over this building, not just for me, but for these great supporting fans.
Here's Dyron on the mic.
I bet you do want to beat my ass all over this building.
Hell, we all want to see it.
Hell, for the last 6 years, I've done nothing but embarrass you. It burns you every day that the trainee goes out and does more than the teacher. Has the teacher been to Texas? Has the teacher beat a former world heavyweight champion? Has the teacher retired Pat Tanaka? No, but the student damn sure has. At this point, your champion's not here. He's passed his 30 days to defend the title. You want to say he's the number one contender? You want to stick your nose in my business? You know that was a fluke win from the start.
Really?
He may be talented, but you know that was a fluke.
No, what?
No! If you want to do that, you want to stick your nose in our business, how about next month on March 8th, we make it a triple threat for the USWO heavyweight title? And let me humiliate you one more time.
I never said nothing about taking away from you. I just want to get my hands on you, like I said, and give you that attitude adjustment. But hey, truth be told, it's a prestigious title. Dyron Flynn, I think he just came up with something pretty good, if you ask me. I mean, I love you, brother, and I wish you nothing but the best. But I have unfinished business with Chris Michaels. So what about the champion, or myself and you, and Dyron Flynn? The USWO Championship has always been a goal of mine. It's a championship I've never held before. You never know, I could be the next champion.
But you like that, Millersville?
No. What?
You never know what's possible. TNT, myself, you.
Well, here's Lance Erickson.
What are you doing out here? What the hell are you doing?
I'm sure TNT really appreciates LT stealing his thunder, huh?
Listen, LT, if you're going to talk about championships, if you're going to talk about matches where titles are won, let me tell you something. Then you've got to include Lance Erickson. Darren Flynn, I had no heat with you. I had no problems with you. But with him and with this guy up here, if you're going to have a title match, just look at me. I'm Lance Erickson, one half of the next NWA World Tag Team Champions. So if you're going to include some kind of three-way, four-way, five-way, hell, six or seven-way, I don't care. My name has to be included in it. So if you're going to make this match, whoever the powers that be here are, then you got to put me in the match. Plain and simple, and there's nothing you can... If that's what you want, that's what you get. And you know, there's two things you can do about it. Actually, one, nothing. Welcome to violence.
Now, see what you guys started.
You know what? I'm going to talk to the powers to be. I'm going to talk to my father, promoter Tony Falk. I believe everybody deserves a fair shot.
Well, I don't think TNT thinks this is fair.
TNT Mosley, myself, Darren Flynn, Lance Erickson. That sounds like one hell of a main event matchup. I do have to agree. You know what? I believe you could do it. And not just because I'm your son, but listen here, Pops, because I believe it's a match that can entertain these great supporting fans. You take time out of your lives to come see us. You spend your hard-earned money to come support us, so you deserve one hell of a show to be proud of. Do you think this five-way, do you think that match should take place? Let the best man win!
Let's just throw some more people into it.
Going for one thing, one winner. Come over here. We're gonna make this match right now. Go get my pops, man. Like I said, not because I'm his son. No favoritism. This ain't no damn Nick and George Doulas right here. Can we do it? He just gave me the Iggy. He said we could do it.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and promote it. The next USWO event at the Sawmill. A five-way. First pinfall wins it all, right? The winner's going to be crowned the USWO champion. That sounds like one hell of a match. Let the best man win, right? Let the best man win. I'll see you guys Saturday, March the 8th.
Hey!
See you guys.
Hey!
Huh?
Motley.
Well, I don't guess TNT is going to be too awful happy about this.
All right, there you have it, fans. We'll be back here March the 8th. Be sure to join us. A lot of great matches.
So that wrapped up another Wild Night at the Sawmill. USWO returns there on March the 8th with more fun and frivolity. Stay tuned for the next podcast, and thank you for listening.